Just Jesus addendum. Recently, while in intercession with a group, I had a vision, and I saw myself walking up to this church, a very large church in Northern California, very far North California. And Jesus was standing there at the door. And I went up to the door, and I had a long red dress and a skirt and a white blouse. And I knocked on the door, and there was someone behind the door. The door was closed. And they said, "Go away. We don't want you here." And Jesus had moved and stood right behind me. And I knocked again, and they said, "We don't want you here. Don't come here." The interpretation of this is that this is a church that thinks it's Christian, that has shut the door on the true servants of God. Those, and my red skirt was the blood of Jesus. I had washed myself, and my breastplate, my righteousness, was white. My chest was His righteousness. It is stated in Revelation that the tribulation saints came out of the great tribulation who had washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. It is the blood of the Lamb. It is Christ crucified. This is the only door by which we might be saved. This is the gospel. This is the good news. This is the chief cornerstone, the door by which we might enter. There is no other name given under heaven. That Jesus said, "I and the Father are one," and that the Holy Spirit's work is to point to Jesus, conviction of sin, righteousness, and the coming judgment, to bring repentance and to wash ourselves in His blood, becoming His righteousness, becoming His body. This is what is the centerpiece of the throne room, the Lamb slain from the foundations of the earth, who's redeemed for Himself from out of every tribe, tongue, nation, and kindred, a holy priesthood, a royal priesthood unto Himself, who give Him all the glory and honor and praise and power due His name, the Lamb who was and is to come. God bless you, Kathleen Pearl.